Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent. I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it.
All right, it's that time again. Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, again taking the day off along with Tangway, along for the ride podcast. One of my old classmates, Dan Smith, up in Maine, is the executive producer and chief engineer of the show. Bob, tell everybody where you are and what's in the background. I mean, I know where it is, but what is it?
That is Webb Lake, which is located in, I would say, west central Maine. It's about 20 miles from Farmington. And, of course, it's in the greater Mexico area, as anyone should know. And this is where we're spending a good deal of time this summer, and I'll be here for another week or two, a week or so. And that's the background. The lake, this is where we're sitting. I'm looking right out at the lake and every day. It's a very bucolic spot.
And it is one of the best kept secrets, and hopefully we'll keep it that way. But Western Maine is gorgeous. And Danny, thanks a lot for the help. Okay, we are sponsored by FanDuel. Get ready for the NFL season with incredible offers from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. All right, Bob, you're following the U.S. World Championships. USA lost. Your thoughts on that, and what does it mean for the program?
Well, we sent a B-plus team, and we paid the price. We lost to Germany today by 2 points. We were down 10 points late. Made a fireman finish, didn't make it. Lost by two. I think it was the 111-109, something like that. Germany has NBA players. You'll love this, Gary. 24 points today out of Daniel Theis. He was 10 for 15 from the
field. Good for him.
Our old friend in Celtics, Daniel Theis, was a star today. Of course, you have the Wagner brothers, Franz and Wirtz, and of course, Dennis Schroeder, who was a prominent again. We had played Germany in the run-up in Abu Dhabi, that game was televised. I watched the whole thing a couple of weeks ago. We were down 16 points in the third. We made a big comeback, and we won going away. And I wondered when it was over, should I be happy or sad about that? And how do I feel about that? And turns out I should have been sad. It was a real omen. And we struggled. Of course, we already lost to Lithuania on the way, but we made it to the medal round. We walloped Italy in the preceding game, and now we paid a price. We lost to Germany, who will play, by the way, Serbia, who beat Canada, who I thought had a team that had a real shot at it. And the thing about Serbia, you don't know who any of these people are because Jokic didn't even play. And Serbia remains for 30 years, going back to when it was one of the republics that made up the old Yugoslavia. Serbia has been a power in international basketball for over 30 years, and it remains so. And congratulations to them. I think it's wonderful that they beat the two great North American powers. I mean, Canada was loaded. They had everybody they should have except
Bob, I know you're sad, but let me see if I can help you out a little bit here. I'm going to be the optimist. Isn't it cool that it's an international game? I mean, the game has just, and quite frankly, I think the NBA has benefited from it. I think with the Jokic's of the world, I think there's at times a more fundamental product coming out of Europe. I think it's better for the NBA. I think it's better for the game overall. I mean, let's face it, you know, look, I'm as patriotic as the next guy, but when it comes to the nationalism, because of the world is so small, it's kind of not the same.
Okay, you're right. Oh, I'd be the first to argue that, you know, I've been trying to explain to people for a long time that how the Dream Team was created, why it was created, had nothing to do with our desire to avenge the loss of Seoul in 88. It was all about the head of FIBA who wanted to raise the bar for the rest of the world, to show them where they have to be. And that was the derivation of enticing the Americans to come in the Olympics in 92 with the so-called Dream Team. Okay. I'm happy. Every year there's over 100 quote-unquote internationals on NBA rosters. And as you said, Germany has got the four guys who were prominent in beating us today are NBA players. And one of them is going, I think Franz Wagner is a star in the making. So good luck to them. I mean, happy for them. I say sad. You know, I still root for us. I want us to win. Sure. But here's the one big takeaway that was driven home in the loss to Lithuania. The great big men of the world are all developed outside the United States.
Right.
Are we paying the price? Now, this is a two-edged sword here. I have to lay the background. Are we paying a price for the fact that our big men are no longer bred to be big men? That they're all supposed to be standing out there shooting threes. They're supposed to be stretching the floor. That they're not pivot-oriented players anymore. They're not low-post aircraft carriers, as the late Al McGuire would say. Lithuania out-rebounded us badly. They tortured us inside. And concurrently, Garrett, they hit their first 9 threes. That's in the game that we lost to Lithuania. Germany, now we were 12 for 25 on threes ourselves today. That's okay, you know, fine. But our inside game was lacking. And here's the two big men that we had on the team. Jaren Jackson Jr., who was the defensive player of the year, and that's his forte, blocking shots and clogging the lane. He's a so-so offensive player. And Walker Kessler, who I believe got a DNP today, who was a rookie, you know, and he's a shot blocker, not noted for his offense. That was our big, those are our so-called big men. The cry went up immediately after the Lithuania loss. We better entice newly crowned American citizen Joel Embiid to be joining us in Paris next year if we think we're going to win and avenge this and win in Paris. Big men, we are not developing proper big men anymore. And the rest of the world seems to find the balance. As I pointed out, Lithuania hits 9 threes in a row, and then they beat us with the big men. I mean, that's modern basketball.
Well, and that's basketball, though, because I miss the big man.
Oh, I do too.
I miss it.
Look at who the big men are in the world. You know, Jokic, of course, is one, and Embiid, of course, is from Cameroon, but we've now put him under our umbrella. And Giannis is from Greece. He didn't even play in this tournament, and he's not a center at all, of course, but he's the reigning big man. We got other Central Europeans. I can never get them all straight. They all ended with the C and Valencianas. Oh my God. Anyway, America's lacking in this kind of people. And Carl Anthony Towns, who, by the way, is Canadian. No, he's not, but he should have been on this team too. So anyway, we have to think about the roster composition now in terms of Paris.
Right.
The Olympics. We've qualified. This team qualified us, by the way. That was their job. You know, the number one job is make sure you qualify. And for the Olympics, and the second way, win that so-called world championship. Now you know that the international people are hoping to make the world championship more important than the Olympics, and that's their goal. Right. To the rest of the world, they've always cherished the world championships on all sports. You know, they're much more important in all sports than Americans realize. Americans only think in terms every 4 years of Olympic sports. And meanwhile, all these world championships go on in all these different sports, which are very, very valued by the rest of the world and not so valued by Americans who think only of the Olympics. That's another story for another day, and it's not a basketball topic. Okay. So anyway, we're out, gang. It's going to be Serbia versus Germany for the World Basketball Championship on Sunday.
And Bob Ryan will be watching somewhere.
I don't know. I may not be in a position to watch.
But anyways,
I will be a neutral, though. I will salute whoever emerges. They will have
my
admiration.
Bob, was there some player that you saw, because you have a great eye for this, was there some unknown or unknown to you that you've seen during this international play where you went, who's this guy?
Well, I appreciate that, you know, not that didn't happen this time. But we did have one revelation on the American team, which is a continuing revelation. And he was important again today. Austin Reeves is a player. The Lakers have some. And we found that out in the playoffs last year. I mean, a year ago at this time, raise your hand out there, people, if you knew who he was, if you ever heard of him. You'd have to be a big college basketball fan to even have known who Austin Reeves was. I didn't know him myself. Okay. So, he's this came out that we got that's the one American star that emerged. The best player was Anthony Edwards throughout. Okay. Other than that, you know, we had a lot of disappointment. But, you know, we had a team with Bobby Portis. So Bobby Portis, no offense, but if he's on your American team, you're come on. This is a B+, a B team at best. And we paid a price.
You're wearing the shirt, I believe. Is that an around the horn shirt?
Yes, it is. Now in our 22nd year. Amazing.
So on the mothership, ESPN, they have the all-time top 30. And we're going to let Bob Ryan have fun with this. What do you got?
Well, when I was skeptical when I found out that there was such a thing, because the way that the end of the 20th century voting went, if you will, right. You know, to pick the greatest athletes of the 20th century, and Bill Russell wound up 18, I think, you know, right away I said, this is, you know, stop it right now. I got to take more than a 22nd, I need a full timeout, you know, and this.
Right.
And most of these lists are, I think, ignorant. This list, I like to know, I'll tell you, this list of the top 30 players, now I don't, and it is supposed to be all encompassing, and you'll see who's number 28. Although I'm just looking, it's a better list than I would have expected. For example, all right, here's the top 10. Ready? Michael, number one. LeBron, number two. Kareem, number three. Magic, four. Wilt, five. You notice I don't have to have last names. Russ, six. Larry, seven. Duncan, eight. That's when he doesn't go by Tim. Austin, nine. And Kobe, 10. That tells you a lot about the NBA. That, by the way, my official top eight are they have my official top eight. The order's a bit out, but that's, I agree with that 100.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
At Oscar nine, I have no problem. I might stick Kobe ahead of Oscar historically. I don't know. But and then ready? Second 10. Shaq's at 11, Durant 12, Hakeem 13, Dr. J 14, Moses Malone 15, Curry 16, Dirk 17. Giannis, 18, Jerry West, I could have just said Jerry, 19, and Elgin, 20.
Yeah, that's a little different, I think.
But it's, go ahead.
Shaq's going to be down that list for me.
Well, you know how I feel.
Now. I know. That's a softball.
I'm going to get to my two crusades, you know, that's what the hell. Shaq belongs in the top 20.
Right.
But Hakeem has to be ahead of Shaq.
Of course he does, and so does Durant.
And Durant should be ahead of. And now Durant is the highest-ranking contemporary player that's playing in the league today. The only other one on the list right now is Giannis.
Well, you got LeBron. You got LeBron.
And LeBron, I'm sorry, LeBron.
That's a given.
LeBron, clearly, he's so historical. It's walking history, obviously. So LeBron's number two. We got three of the top 20. We have three contemporary.
You like Curry in there?
I damn well do. I think he makes a hell of a case for a top 10.
Really?
I think, really? Oh my God. Here's
okay, that's good, Bob. Who would you take out of the top 10 for Steph?
Well, it would be, you know, the 9, 10, 11. That's, yeah, you got Kobe, Oscar, and Curry, frankly, in my opinion, in some order. And Curry's got to be in that discussion for a very simple reason. And not only is, you know, the numbers, we all know how. He is the most influential player of this century, of this new century. He's influencing basketball at every level all over America. Every little kid, 8-year-olds, are shooting threes. Curry is the model. I mean, whether you know how I feel about the three. I'd be away with it. But right. It's here. It ain't going anywhere. And he is the greatest exponent of it that we've yet known. He's the greatest shooter of all time. He's a great, and plus he can go to the basket at will too. He's a great offensive player. And I just think you can make a very strong case for him being as high as 9 after Duncan, where I think the cutoff line is clear. And they got the right 8 people. I'm so pleased at the top 8. Magic 4 and Larry. I always say Magic and Larry. It's a twin, two-headed. You know, they're Siamese twins.
That's a flip a coin.
Yeah, Siamese twins. So you know, I would bump Russell up higher. And I might even, what I often do is say, look, any description, any list of the top 10, and even the top 5, you got to start with the 3 centers. You got to start with them, and then you go from there. And
right.
You got to start with Russell, Wilt, and Kareem, and then you draw a line, and you go from there, because their job description is completely different than the other players. Their job description is completely different. And then you got LeBron and Magic and Michael as 4 or 5. And then the Larry Magic are next. And then Duncan. And then we can start arguing. Because I'm not allowing for any dispute about who the top 8 are.
What would you say, to play devil's advocate, because of the championships he won, because of the way he played the game, and quite frankly, he was the franchise. What would you say if someone wanted to argue Duncan above Magic and Larry?
Get ready for the NFL season with incredible offers from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's guaranteed. Plus, all customers who bet $5 will get $100 off NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Now is the best time to join FanDuel. It absolutely is. The app is easy to use, and you can be on everything from spreads to player props and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston. Kick off the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Hope is here. GamblingHelplineMA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSetsMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. NFL Sunday Ticket offer ends 9/18/23. No refunds. Terms and embargoes apply. $100 off NFL Sunday Ticket. Not YouTube TV. YouTube TV base plan required to watch YouTube TV. Redemption requires a Google account, a current form of payment. Commercial use excluded. Subscription renews. Cancel anytime.
I would not dismiss that person as a fool at all. I would respect that reasoning. And I would just say, okay, and now it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but I think that those two guys, their impact was even.
Well, the impact, forget it. I mean, look,
even though he won, he did win more, you know, than Larry. He only won 3, and it would be an interesting argument. But he's worthy of the discussion. I'm not going to dismiss anybody.
Yeah, I never would have thought of it until you mentioned it. Like when you mentioned Larry Duncan, that's the first time I ever thought of it. I think obviously Duncan got hurt because he was playing in San Antonio. I mean, if he had been in New York and L.A., you know, I think. And also he's a very private person. I mean, Duncan was not doing the endorsements. He wasn't.
Oh, no.
You know, I mean, he wasn't doing the whole commercial thing, you know, the way Larry did and Magic did, quite frankly. But I think that. Your point about Magic and Larry, and I don't know if this enters into the qualification, but at the time, as we remember, the NBA was on tape delay. You know, so you needed those two. Do you want to go over your bottom, the next 10?
I'll just go, keep going. Just go. Okay, so from we got the 20. 21 is Garnett. 22 is Charles. 23 is Karl Malone. 24 is Stockton. Interesting, they come as a... in the same cluster, which they should. 25 is David Robinson, the Admiral. 26, Now I have a soapbox mounting again. John Havlicek. I'm frankly, well, I'll get to that. 27, Isaiah. 28, George Mikan, who last played in 1956. And 29, Chris Paul. And 30, Dwayne Wade.
No Dirk?
Dirk is way back up the top. Dirk was 17.
Okay, sorry. And, okay,
Dirk
thank
was
you.
17. All right, Dirk okay. was right ahead of Giannis. Now, those are all, you know how I feel about Karl Malone.
Oh,
and that's Bob Bryant's crusade. And I don't, no one shares, you know, that my disdain for Karl Malone.
Right.
It's hard to argue against a guy that scored all those points and had a reputation, had a nickname, had an aura. And I think he's overrated. I'm sorry. And I think he owes about, you know, 25% or 50% of points to John Stockton. Anyway, I think he was not a clutch player. I think that in the strictest sense, I just think he doesn't belong in that list at all, in the top 30. But I understand that's a high, that is a oddball minority opinion that I harbor. That I'm out there. I'm way out there now. No, few people would agree with me. The rest of that list, second guy that I think is, I always thought he was a glorified three rather than anything else. Yet he's got the rings and he's a wonderful fellow and he was a dream teamer. And that's David Robinson. I'm not crazy about David Robinson in this discussion. I want to go to dinner with him. I want him to babysit my children, you know, if I were, you know, had little kids. He's a great American. And he is. He's a tremendous person. And he's doing great things in life right now that outside of basketball. He's an admirable human being. I just wouldn't put him in my top 30 players.
Right.
But that, again, that's a minority. That's another distinct minority opinion. Mikan is historically totally relevant. The question isn't whether or not he'd be any good today. The technical skills that he possessed, he'd be lucky to be a backup center today.
I'll be
honest with that. He was a big, lumbering, big man who shot hook shots and was a tough guy and was indefensible and was responsible for the lane being broadened from 6 feet to 12 feet, as was Russell and Wilt responsible for it going to 16. But he was responsible for a very significant rule change because he was so dominant. And he was, if you stopped anybody on the street in 1955 and said, name a basketball player, one, there'd be two possibilities, George Mikan or Bob Cousy.
Right.
I lament Cousy's absence from this list. You know, I'd be happy to replace, you know, Dwayne Wade with Cousy for historical reason, you know. But all right, John Havlicek. John Havlicek is falling through the cracks of history. I'm glad that they acknowledge him at 28. I wouldn't have been shocked if they forgot him. But I'm going to tell you something right now that I believe firmly, that in the last 5 years of his, well, from roughly from 1968-69 season on, when Oscar and Jerry, who came into the league the same year, by the way, 1960, so they're now entering the more declining phase of their careers. It's still very good. John Havlicek was better than him from that point on until he retired, until they retired, respectively, in 73 and 75. Okay, he was better than him. And he guarded both of them. He played two positions, which they didn't. He guarded both of them. He did everything. And John Havlicek's a top 12 player, frankly.
Well, I think if Oscar's there, Hondo's got to be there.
Right. Right in that cluster. He's in that cluster.
Yeah. I mean, 9, 10, 11.
Is that? But believe me, I'm grateful that these people. I don't know who the voting body was. But I probably could find out. I should find out. But I'm grateful that they at least acknowledge him to that degree. But overall, Gary, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Not bad.
At the quality of the list. We're all going to have our individual foibles, our individual preferences, our individual, you know, likes and dislikes. Not everybody's going to agree with me. And I'm sure there's somebody out there that has targeted someone as I had targeted Karl Malone and will say, please stop it, you know, and that's fine. But overall, it's a good conversational list. I think it's interesting, you know, when you think about how things evolve and will evolve. Obviously, there are three contemporary players you could go see tomorrow night if they were playing on this list: LeBron, Durant, and Giannis. Giannis by far the youngest. He's not 30 yet. And how far up the list he might move if he continues to put this level, he'd have to move up the list.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't
Giannis Antetokounmpo might move up into the top 10 discussion. I don't historically, if he keeps playing like this. And the second guy, of course, is we don't know where Jokic is going to wind up.
And
Embiid, if Embiid, who I, you know, I defend, if Embiid is going to continue to play like this, you know, you're not going to keep him out of any top 30 historically as time comes on. But these things always, people have to fall out, you know. I mean, I've lived through the 25th anniversary NBA team, the 50th anniversary NBA team, and I voted for the 50 and the 75. And I'm proud to say that. And, you know, and people have to, sadly, people have to be just replaced by newcomers. It's going to happen. But I predict that if we do this list in 5 years, Giannis, if he continues to play like this, will be in that discussion, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, I agree. And you know why the lists are put together. So we'll debate.
Well, that's the fun about this. You're always going to piss somebody off.
You're always going to come on. It's all about clicks, Bob. It's all about
It's like, I listen, I'm a big fan of Sirius XM, you know, and they like to do a voter list of songs, top songs, and some of them drive me crazy. Like they did a Beatles list, you know, and my favorite Beatles song, the first time they did it, came in at like 65. I said, wait a minute. And that's things we said today, you know? And I can't, what kind of idiot people are these out there? Anyway, but that's me. And that we all have our truths.
Well, Bob, I was going to ask you this when we stopped recording, but I'm going to just keep recording because I just legitimately want to know. Sunday is a really big day. And depending upon when you've watched this, we're recording this before the Sunday Eagles game and Brady yes. coming back. And I want to get two thoughts. And I think people, I want to go to football because I think people want to know what you think about this because I want to know what you think about this. First of all, just your thoughts on Brady coming back home and just kind of put a bow on that. And then secondly, is this it for Belichick? What if there was an app that used AI and machine learning to suggest smart sports bets? Well, there is. It's called Odds Are. It's the mobile app you need to know what bets of the day are the smart ones. Download the app, sign up for an account, and let the latest data analysis guide you through today's point spreads, money lines, and over-unders. If you see green, that's a smart bet. If you see yellow, you're on your own. If you see red, don't do it. Odds Are, it doesn't take your bet. It makes you better at it. With Odds Are on your mobile phone, you're a tap away from making a smart play. It's smart betting made simple. Find the Odds Are app in the App Store or on Google Play. Get a 2-week free trial. It's just $10 a month after that. The casinos and sportbooks want you to bet. Odds Are want you to win. So go get it. The Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast listeners actually have a special deal too. Get your first 30 days of the app free. Just go to oddsare.com/BobJeff to download the app. That's oddsare.com/BobJeff. 30 days of smart betting, free. We'd call that a winning bet.
I'm very pleased that Brady will come back in a completely celebratory manner and hope we get the kind of welcome that equivalent of what Bill Russell, they finally got around to doing in 1999 with that tribute at the Garden to Bill Russell, right. which was you know, trying to make up for a lot of past, you know, wrongs, if you will, by not paying the proper homage to that person. You can't thank Brady enough.
Oh, yeah.
You start with the owner.
Right.
You go to the coach, the one coach that he played for in New England. You go to the media, you go to the fans, all of us. We can't thank him enough. What he gave us. And there's no question he was as influential in a team's success at sport over a period of time as anyone ever was. And you can argue he was number one, just for the sheer longevity of it all. Your first championship coming in 2002 and your last coming in 2019. There's never been anything like that in the history of the NFL. And I think if we span other sports, we will find out that 17-year gap will be a... a record. I can't imagine, you know. So anyway, it's remarkable. We can't. And what's he's never been in the news for the wrong reasons. You know, I mean, you know, you may disagree with. But no, I mean, he's I'm happy to see him back. You know, I applaud it, and I think it's going to be a good day.
As far as I'm worried about the team, though, I think they're going to get shellacked.
Well, the team they're going up against the Super Bowl, you know, the entrant from the NFC. On paper, still are they not the consensus favorite in the NFC? They got the new flavor of the month. They have it with Jalen Hurts, and it's nice to see him come to our environment. They may, but it's going to be a real test. This is like, instead of getting a quiz, they're getting a final exam on opening day.
Yeah, I mean, but do you think Belichick has lost it? Do you think coaching wise, when it comes to the coaching and the front office of the Patriots, have they lost their fastball? Because, you know, I'm beginning to, you know, there's rumblings that this may be it. And I think Robert was wanted him to get the Lombardi record. I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Belichick administration, and of course, he is arguably the greatest coach of all time. I think the Belichick administration is at the crossroads here. Big time.
I do too. And I think people are closing in on him in that regard. And this is where, see, he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt that he deserves, maybe, but some people, because all that standoffishness, all that imperial right. behavior, all that condescension could come back to haunt him once you're not producing the way people think you should. And the thing is, here, there's two entities here. There's Bill, but it's the grocery shopper versus the cook.
Right.
And we still think, I think we have faith in the cook. It's the grocery shopping part of him and thank you, Bill Parcells, for that analogy, by the way. It's a wonderful thing. I love it because that's where we got that from, Bill Parcells, right? And Belichick's grocery shopping has been very suspect.
Yeah.
And it's for years. And it is him. He has to find, you know, I don't care what personnel director, Bob, I don't care with Pioli, I don't care who.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nothing happens without Bill Cecil. And hey, this is the menu that he's provided. This is the meal he's provided, and he's got the ingredients. I mean, he's got to go cook it up, and we'll see. So I think it's not the coaching, the game coaching. I don't think people question that so much, or as much. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they are more than I realize. I think it's the team, the players. Who are these guys? You know, and how's he put together this team? So I think that's it. But he still ultimately has a constituency of one. You know that.
Right.
And I can't see him bailing. I think he's Bob Kraft may, now this is rant speculation. He may be, as you already alluded, hoping that Bill would, you know, ease himself out so that there's no need ever to shove him, that he will walk out of the building and not get shoved off the ledge. That would be horrible.
Well, exactly. You know something, Bob, as we wrap it up, because the sun is setting behind you. That's not going to happen. You know that as well as I do. He'll coach. He's what, 72, 73? It's never going to happen.
To the best of my knowledge, what I'm about to say remains true. And I know it's been true for the whole time he's here. He still loves every aspect of his job.
Knows.
And that's the entire 12 months of his job. He even likes preparing for the draft. He loves to go to the Senior Bowl. He loves to look at the film. He loves that. He loves OTAs. He loves practice. He loves Sunday. He loves Thursday night. He loves Saturday. And whatever day they give him to play, Monday night, he loves the games. He likes everything. And that includes, and he doesn't even mind. I think he has fun with the media. My premise has always been that's his personal amusement is to you know, mess with the media.
Well, from what I read, he's single now. So, you know, what else does he have to do? Jen, I unfortunately, I don't think it's going to end well, which is really too bad, because that guy should be sent out. He should be given like a hero's soiree. And unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen. Bob, enjoy the lake.
We shall.
All right. Bob Ryan brought to you, and Jeff Goodman will be back next week. Tangway along for the ride. Brought to you by FanDuel. Get ready for the NFL season with incredible offers from FanDuel, America's #1 sportsbook.
New FanDuel customers can bet $5. and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. Plus, all customers who bet $5 will get $100 off NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube at YouTube TV.
Thank you.